In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the early days of the church, when there was a baptism, the minister would walk down into a body of water. Maybe it was a river or a stream. Could have been the ocean. But it was a living body of water. And the minister would plunge the one to be baptized into the water and would say, "In the name of the Father." And the minister would hold them there and hold them there and hold them there till they began to twitch just a little bit. Then he would know, now it's time, and he would bring them up. And what was the first thing that person would do when they came out of the water? They would gasp for air. And as soon as they had received that air, again, in the name of the Son, they would be plunged again into the water and held there and held there and held there until again they began to twitch. And the minister would bring them up and again this gasp for air. And then a third time, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And again, they would be plunged into the water and held until they twitched. And then they would be brought up again. And again, this huge gasp for air. You may think this was crazy. Why would they do that? Certainly today we don't practice that with the babies who are baptized. We would be sued in a court of law. But they did that for a very specific purpose. You see, the newly baptized is going into water. Now water signifies not only life, because our lives are based on water. The earth is 70% water. We ourselves are around 65 to 70% water. So life is based on water. But water also signifies death. In floods, there is death. In drowning, there is death. And in the water, we die in Christ. Coming out of the water, we are raised with Christ in resurrection. So the early church wanted to get across this point that baptism is indeed a new birth. And if we think about it, the child is born from his mother, where he has been formed in a sack of water. And he's born forth, and the first thing that the doctor or the midwife wants that child to do is to gasp for air, to take air into his body and begin the process of life. And so there's a connection that was made in the early church between baptism and birth. There was another connection that we can see that is made. We saw Father Paul breathe on Brian three times. In the upper room, Christ appeared to the apostles and he breathed on them and he said, "Receive my spirit." You see, in Aramaic, in Greek, in Hebrew, the word for breath is the same word as the word for spirit. So the early church, who were knowledgeable of these languages, would have understood that this is a conference of the Holy Spirit. It's a conference of the Spirit that gives life. Today, our brother Brian has received life in the fount of baptism. The Spirit of God has been breathed upon him, and he has become a new creature. Christ tells us in the gospel today, if you believe in me, in Christ, you have life. Brothers and sisters, today is a moment for us to remember our own baptisms, to remember that we have received also the Spirit of God. We have received life where before we were dead in sin, but now we are brought to life again. Let us rejoice that God, the Almighty Father, has been so gracious to pour out his grace, grace upon grace, that we may be raised up from death into life. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.